Erebus Jewelers.
Hi, Karen?
Yes.
Karen, good afternoon to you. David Weinberg speaking from RDI Diamonds in New York. How are you?
Fine, but you're not a New Yorker.
No, I am a Londoner. Well spotted.
What?
Yeah. I said, I am a Londoner, so it's very well spotted. Yeah, I'm actually calling you from the London office. Although,
oh.
Yeah, although we're RDI Diamonds in New York. That's where the head office is. I'm sure you've heard of our company, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
I know that.
I don't get diamonds from you guys.
No, I think that... Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I've been in business for 46 years, and I don't want to fill out all your paperwork.
Oh, is that the reason?
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of...
I don't... after being in business this long...
Yes.
I don't usually have to fill out paperwork.
Right, right. No, I totally understand. I'm sure with your existing vendors who you've been doing commerce with in the past, they know you,
yeah.
And you call them up and you get what you want without
yeah.
any hassle, blah, blah, blah. That's absolutely... I totally concur.
And I'm loyal to my suppliers.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Of course you are, which I totally respect. No, I mean, at the end of the day, if we get a phone call from someone who saw a stone on RatNet, and I remember last time you were quite keen on having possibly a 3/4 carat oval, like a eye colour or better last time. I think that's the time we spoke to you last. Let's say, for instance, you called us up for a 3-carat oval, okay? You needed a stone from us for the first time. For insurance purposes, Karen, we've got to take down paperwork. Okay, God forbid, if something happens, discrepancy, something gets lost, God forbid, robbery, whatever, we need to be insurance covered, so we've got to have every dot and every T
yeah.
crossed, dot I'd. I know it's a pain in the tushy sometimes.
The diamond supplier that I call is local.
Mm.
I knew him when his father started the business, and he was in college, and then I knew his dad opened the business intending for him to take it over, and so if he doesn't have something, he has contacts all over in New York.
Of course he does, of course.
Everywhere.
Of course.
And he just finds it for me.
He fulfills your needs. But getting to that, you see... You just put the nail on the head, because, you know, what you said, if he hasn't got it, and he'll find a third party, and you're buying literally second, twice from a different third party, because everyone
well,
has to make money.
He knows the price that I need to stay in, and
well, of course.
It'll be there.
No,
and
I don't doubt
you
it.
You know, that's why, like you started at the beginning. I know when I ask the suppliers that I deal with, I tell them I want a specific grade and color.
Yes.
I know when I get it, that's what it's going to be. It's
okay.
not going to be an EGL or an IGL appraisal where they have blind people doing their appraisals.
Right.
That's what I say anyway, because I've never agreed with any of them ever.
It sounds like you've had a bad experience in the past, there, Karen.
People
promise you.
Yeah. I don't do that anymore.
No, quite. I mean, RDI Diamonds in New York is not just a diamond supplier. We absolutely look after our clients at the end of the day. I mean, we give them a whole package deal like lifetime trade on guarantee. That's if anyone comes to you, Karen, and a few years thereafter, even regardless if the diamond value has gone down, which it has gone down as we speak, we will still honour, dollar for dollar, the lifetime trade-off policy. That's one guaranteed that we give out, as well as the gem print. Are you familiar with gem print at all, or have you heard of it? So you know about the fingerprint of the diamond, which gives it the right performance grading. So I'm not going to bore you with the details on that, because you are a professional, but we just, like I said, there's a whole package of deal. Now, getting to yourself, and I'm sure in the future you have this, you'll come to your friend will say, I haven't got it, but I'll get it for you. If you give me a shot, only a shot, I would be able to, it's all about pounds, shillings and pence. It's not personal, it's strictly business. If you want to make that extra buck, okay, or that dividend, which you want, absolutely, you've got the God-given right to do so, to make as maximum money as possible. Plus, you're giving your customer a new guarantee of peace of mind of giving a lifetime trading policy. They've got the gem trade, so that gives them a 10% discount for insurance
premium.
Well,
the lifetime trading policy assumes that I'm still going to be in business.
Please, God. I mean, but it's there for someone like,
you know. I have to, according to my siblings, I have to retire sometime.
Well, we all have to. I retired a year ago.
You know, after 46 years, I'm not, like, that young anymore.
No, neither am I. I retired a year ago. Actually, 2 weeks ago, I came out of retirement because I was so bored. And I've been in the business, over 30 years.
A lot of people say that no matter what profession that they were in, there's a car salesman we buy cars from, and it's the easiest buying experience of a car I've ever had. And he used to own a dealership, and he retired, and he came back to sell cars because he's like, I was bored to death.
Mm.
You know?
Go figure,
so,
of course.
I mean, there's a lot of people who, you know, okay, they say I have to retire. But, like, I tell my brothers and sisters, I tell them, I said, listen, I don't work for anybody else.
Mm.
I
work
for
yourself. Of course you do.
And I,
you are the boss.
And as
you're
long
the boss.
As I can still do it, and as long as I make people happy, and they smile, why should I retire?
Amen.
Stay home and drive my husband cuckoo?
Amen, Karen. Amen. Absolutely. No argument from my side. I totally concur.
I mean, and we're both doing projects fast enough.
Of course. you know, it's more of a hobby than obviously sustenance plays an important part, but you know, there is an influence. What else are we going to do in our lifespan of life, I mean, for goodness sake? Especially
we get to work in a profession that we get to make people smile.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
Most people, luckily, do not come in here into a jewelry store bitching. You know? You have once in a while one of them. I'm not bitching because I did something wrong. Bitching like the last one. This guy came in and this ring was filthy.
Dirty.
I mean, filthy. It had been in there so long it probably needed to sit in the ultrasonic for 2 days.
What do you do?
Just to loosen it up to be able to blow it out.
So what do you do?
And he came in and he wanted to have it sized, but he wanted it sized right then.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him and I said, I'm sorry. I said, but this ring is so dirty, it has to sit in my ultrasonic for probably 2 days before I can even touch it. I said, I can't work on it dirty like this. I said, you heat on this? I said, it burns the dirt in and it smells really bad.
Mm.
And I said, so I can't do that right now while you wait. And I told him he'd have to leave it. And he's like, well, I've never done business with you. I don't know you, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And I said, well, sir, I've been in business for 46 years.
Mm.
I wouldn't have been in business this long if I screwed people.
Mm.
And, you know, and so because I wouldn't do what he says, can't you just take it and swish it in that stuff? I go, not this ring. And so he started cussing at me out. And then he called me a four-letter C-word.
Disgusting. You're joking. The profanity of all profanities?
I told him he needed to leave and never come back.
OMG. How disgusting.
And now I have a bad review on my...
Oh, my God. Oh, that's awful. You know what? Disgusting.
Like 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh.
He just upgraded his he just redid his review before Christmas. I wanted to respond, but I didn't. Because
well,
he says in there, well, see, she, in her response, she didn't, you know, say that it was her fault. And I'm like,
but you can't you say a response that this man called me the C word?
I did say that.
Okay.
But I said began with a C and it was four letters long.
Disgusting.
I didn't say the word.
No, of course, but it's the worst word in the world. You know, it's the worst currency one. Yeah.
And you
can't call
any lady that.
No. It's the worst in the world. Look, listen. All I can say is that.
So, in
this world, there are some evil, nasty people, unfortunately. Very nasty, to say the least. Not everyone is a David Weinberg or a Karen out there, you know, unfortunately. So, it's most unfortunate. Do you know what? I mean, what you said about leaving it with you, if that diamond would have had a gem print a label on it, then that diamond...
It was so dirty.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just giving you an example, for instance, you know. If it would have had a gem print, it would have given the customer peace of mind that no problem, you can leave it with you, you know, because it always that element of trust, you know, because obviously, you know, he's never done business with you before, but that I'm saying that in future reference, when you've got a customer who happens to have a gem print, because all our stones have come with a gem print, and they come back and they want to get resized, but they've got that peace of mind that The label is out up there in the cloud. So, you know, and it's, that's one of, you know, many advantages of that.
If it's got a certain, it's engraved on the girdle, so.
Absolutely. What I would like to say, ask you, is in twofold and two parts. One, please, I would love to have the opportunity of doing business with you and showing you all the benefits and features about doing business with myself, okay, at RDI New York. That's number one, via London, that's number one. Number two, I promise you, I will give you the most simple paper to, just a quick sign and then send it back and then you're done, okay? I'll speak to Katie, who is absolutely a magnificent. It's to cover our insurance purposes. It, God forbid, if we send you a stone at any given time, and God forbid something happens, you know, we have no paperwork, that's it, we're screwed. We forfeit all claims. So we've got to have your details on file, which I'm sure you can perfectly understand. And then once I have that you are good to go. It's not a whole essay of forms, it's so simple. And I will personally do it myself and facilitate, you know, whatever it takes, just to give you, you know, that peace of mind that we really care. And we really want your business because satisfied customers are our future, okay? And it's customers like you who, you know, make us have a good name. And I want to try and do the best for you. Question, and you're in St. Louis, Missouri. I know the capital of Jefferson City, Missouri. I know my capitals, although I'm a Londoner. I know every single capital, believe it or not. I know it's useless trivia, but it's sort of whatever. How many people are working with you and your store, Karen?
Oh, it's only me.
It's just you. So typical,
it's
no mum and pop, it's just mum. No mum and pop, just mum.
I've been through two husbands with this business.
Really?
Yes. Well, the one that we opened together, the business in 1979, December 5th, 1979, when gold was $800 a ounce, highest it had ever been. The hostages were in Iran. With the name of Arabesque, were we crazy or what? Anyway,
happy days.
I knew nothing about the jewelry business. Nothing.
No.
And I followed him around like a little puppy dog and listened to everything that he had to say. And I read all the magazines until it got to the point where I knew more than he knew. And the customers would come in asking for me. Well, we were married 18 years. He was Mexican. His name was Juan, and he thought he was Don Juan.
Ooh.
That's why I got that divorce.
Mm.
18 years of affairs was enough.
Oh, dear.
I had turned 40 and said, I can't do this till I'm 80.
Oh.
And no, I should have got out of this when I was 40. And then the next one, he was a benchman. And I was.
Sorry to interrupt. Is Juan still living? Is Juan still living?
Oh, yeah, he's still alive.
They're both alive. Okay, please continue. Go ahead.
Omar. And the other one, so the next one, we were married. I left a month before our 13th anniversary, and he was an abuser, physical and mental.
Disgusting.
And I'm still alive, and I would call my mom almost every day crying and say, Mom, I'd rather have the physical abuse because the bones heal and the bruises go away. I said, how do you get rid of the mental crap? You know, when you're being told you're a piece of shit 24 hours a day.
Disgusting, that verbal abuse,
like,
awful.
My husband today, and we've been married, we will be married 17 years in October. Good.
And how is he doing?
Oh, great.
He looks after you?
I tell Dana that he's my reward from God for never turning my back on Jesus.
Oh, bless.
Any of those two times.
Amen. Amen to that. Bless.
It would have been very easy to say there wasn't a God when you're in the middle of that.
No, quite. Well, you live and learn, okay? And it sounds like you've gone through the mill over there, but you've never given up.
No. And I, you know, a lot of people will tell me, say, you know, Karen, you could be a really angry person. And I go, why would I? What does that get me? I said, I believe that every crappy thing that happens to you in your life, once you've gone through it and you've dealt with it, is meant for you to help someone else.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I've got to tell you one of the most important remedies and tonics out there for me, I'm speaking from experience, I find is prayer.
Yes.
Prayer and reading Psalms,
uh-huh.
You know, and I find that extremely tonic, very, very healing.
And when
the going gets tough,
crappy things come along.
Yes,
are something, you know. The sooner that you turn it over, the better that it's going to be.
No, you're 100% right. You're 100% right.
So many people anguish over, you know, well, gosh, what do I do? Blah, 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 you know? No, just turn it over to God and let Him take care of it.
Amen to that. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely right.
And
yeah.
He does it so much better than we can.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I find that...
It's like my husband today.
Mm-hmm.
He had, right after... Well, he went and got two shots for COVID. I didn't get any. I said,
okay.
I'm not going to be their guinea pig. I'm sorry.
Right.
And he got two shots, which I begged him not to.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got really sick. I mean, he literally would just start shaking. He'd be freezing. And he'd have, like, five sets of clothes on and underneath three blankets and still shaking.
How is he now, by the way? Does he still suffer from that stiffness at all?
No.
Okay, good. Thank God.
For a long time.
Good. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
That's because he also started getting UTIs.
He started getting what? Sorry? He started getting...
UTI, urinary tract infections.
Oh, dear.
And
so he had antibiotics.
He started getting bladder infections.
Oh, gosh. Antibiotics for that.
And he went to the urologist. And
yes.
They tell him, they do an ultrasound, and they do an MRI, and they tell him there's an abnormality. And that's all they said on the recording. And I called him back, said, what is an abnormality? Said, oh, well, there's a hole in the sigmoid colon into the bladder.
Okay.
And he had diverticulitis. And nobody ever told us that that could happen.
Okay. How is he now, more importantly?
Well, he got his miracle.
Thank
because
God.
The urologist, he was supposed to go get another, a scope. Okay,
yeah.
To go see what, find the hole and everything.
Yeah, investigation.
And
uh-huh.
We had an ice storm, and we couldn't get out from our house. So it got put back for 9 weeks. And I had been praying about it. But that night I started praying, and plain as day, God told me, put him on his diverticulitis diet, and I will heal the hole.
Mm.
And so the next morning when I got up, I told him. I said, this is what I was told last night, so go in and print off a diverticulitis diet.
Mm.
So he changed his diet, and after COVID, after I got sick, I wanted nothing to eat but chicken, turkey, and fish anyway. And on a diverticulitis, you can't have beef or pork or lamb. And so anyway, I was like, I guess that's why I only want chicken, turkey, or fish.
Right, right.
So,
very, very good,
so
very, very good food. Very
diet
protein.
The was fine, you know?
Yeah.
And so anyway, almost immediately that day, he had no more signs of having diverticulitis.
Thank God.
And I called the doctor's office the week before his test, and I said, he hasn't had any signs of a UTI or his diverticulitis. I said, is it possible that this hole healed itself? Oh, no, that never happened. And I'm
my
like,
gosh.
Oh, okay. And I asked them to send me some of the pictures, and they said, oh, you wouldn't understand what you were looking at anyway. Like I'm a stupid and I haven't done my research and know what it would look like. And so I said, okay. So I called six friends. Two of them were pastor's wife. The day before his test, or the week before his test, and I told him, I said, this is what God told me. I said, and he's changed his diet. He's had no signs. I said, will you stand on the word with me that God gave me? And they all said, yes, and let us know what the test says. And I said, okay. So I had asked if I could be in there when they did this procedure, and they said, oh, no, we have to have a sterile environment. I said, well, then that doctor better be ready to come out and show me pictures.
Mm. You know what? It sounds like...
I want a consultation with him before he does this procedure because I said, once they said surgery, Dana didn't hear a word.
Mm.
And so I said, okay. So, so here comes the doctor that day. He is very nice, pulls up the picture, shows us everything. As soon as he pulled up the picture of the MRI, I said, oh, that's what you're seeing.
Mm.
And so he knew I knew what I was looking at.
Of course.
And then he pulled up a picture of his diverticulitis, his last colonoscopy, and he said, this is how this happened and whatever. And so as the doctor is leaving the room, the consultation room, he has the door halfway open. He turns back around and he says, and you can be in there when I do the procedure. I said, well, thank you. So I'm in there. I can see the monitor. Dana's not looking at the monitor. He could have seen it if he wanted, but he's not looking at it. And I can see the monitor. The doctor goes in with the scope, and he's looking around, and he goes, well, the hole should be, and he can't find it. And he says, well, let's blow the bladder up bigger. We'll put in more water. That'll blow it up, and let's see if we can find it. So does that, I'm thinking,
hold,
have to pee bad.
And
then I say, so he says like this, he goes, he's looking with the camera, he says, okay, now we have to find it again, okay, it should be right around here, and he pulls the scope out and he says, well, I can't find the hole, and he said, but if you have another UTI or bladder infection, we'll know where it's coming from. And, I mean, the doctor would not look at me.
You know what, I'm sure his
girls told him what I had said.
And the doctor must have said, happy Hanukkah, everything's okay, keep on taking the tablets. Listen, I've got
Israel.
Israel.
His,
I've got Israel calling me on the other line.
Find the hole and got his miracle.
Okay. Yeah.
And I said, I'm looking, and I mean, I have a mask on, I don't know if he could tell that I look like the Cheshire Cat.
Oh, bless. Listen, before I let you go, because I'll call you back when you have less time. Before I let you go, darling, what are you looking for at the moment in Matter of Diamonds?
Why, what? What am I? Nothing. You have to have customers, don't you?
I'm
really, really slow.
Oh, doing slow, bless. So you're not working on anything at the moment?
Lab grown are not helping.
No, quite.
Sell lab grown.
No, quite. I understand that.
My customers don't ask for a lab grown.
When was the last time you sold a diamond? What was it? Do you remember?
A while ago. I have no idea.
How long? Over 2 months?
It's been a while. Well,
3 months?
A diamond of any size. I mean, I sell... Well, I have... I actually like selling European.
Yeah, the old miners. So, okay, nothing at the moment. But what I'll do is, I will give you a call back, okay, another time, okay, and go for part two. It's been so much great, lovely talking to you, my darling. God bless you always. You know where we are, RDI New York. So, RDI Diamonds New York, please call us anytime you like, okay? God bless you. Ciao for now. Bye.